Hey everyone, Frank here along with Robin. Hi, Robin.
Hi.
So a little bit of an update from us. I'm sure most of you have noticed the absence of our co-host, Kelsey Lewin. We wanted to let you know that Kelsey has actually decided to leave the Video Game History Foundation to focus on other projects. So, yeah, I mean, we're really thankful for everything she contributed. I mean, you know, not just to the show, but to the foundation in general. We'll miss her a lot. We're wishing her all the best. She continues to run the Pink Gorilla chain of video game stores in Seattle. So if you're ever in the area, go check them out. You might even run into her there. If you do, let her know how much you appreciated the show. Yeah, anything to add to that, Robin?
I'll definitely miss her as well. And I don't know if this is oversharing, but she's contributed a lot just to my own personal growth as well. And I appreciate the personal and professional relationship that we've had, and I'm really thankful for it.
Yeah. Yeah. Me too. I mean, yeah, there's a lot of history there. So along with that, you know, the Video Game History Foundation, for those who've been listening, you know that we're not a very large organization. So losing one person is actually a pretty big deal in terms of changing the makeup of who we are and what we're doing. You know, everything we do is kind of catered around our team and what it is that we're interested in and capable of doing. So we're in a bit of a reorg phase, let's say, now that we're down a person. So as we're sort of reorganizing the foundation itself, and honestly, with the year kind of coming to an end soon, we thought this would be a good time to sort of pause and take a step back and rethink the Video Game History Hour. I mean, we designed this show specifically around it being a tag team interview. And rather than just try and replace Kelsey Lewin, which is frankly impossible, I'd prefer that we just regroup and try to create a video game history show that makes sense for who we are today. So on that note, we're gonna put the show on pause, at least. Okay, let me rephrase that. We're going to put the regularly scheduled Video Game History Hour on pause for a while we figure out what it is that we want to do with this new internal makeup of ours. So we kind of thought about pushing through anyway through the rest of the year and just, you know, doing the show like nothing changed. But, you know, the end of the year is really the busiest time for the foundation. Our winter fundraiser takes up so much of our time. As we're recording this, we're doing Portland Retro Gaming Expo literally next week. I have some terrible Atari Jaguar art open in Photoshop right now. And honestly, just with all that stuff going on and with the impact that this has had on the foundation and on me personally, I just kind of need a break. So we're putting the show on pause. The goal is to come back early next year with a revamp of this show that sort of fits what it is that we think we can do with what we have, hopefully better and bigger than ever. And that's the plan. You might still, if you're subscribed to the feeds, see an occasional episode. Like, we're not necessarily opposed to hitting record and sort of doing something if something comes up, but we're certainly not going to be on an every 2 week schedule for the foreseeable future anyway. Yeah. Anything to add to that, Robin?
Yeah. I do want to be as transparent as possible. And I think we've been trying to push through and it just, you know, I don't feel like it's the quality that the content deserves, you know, and I would like, yeah, I would like us to be able to regroup and rethink and have everything make sense together.
It's not like, the episodes we've done have been, you know, good to great, I would say. But,
yeah,
you know, it really is, and it's hard to stress this, like, we started the show the way that we did because of who we were, you know, like the fact that Kelsey and I were a really good tag team, and that, you know, we were kind of in sync with each other and could kind of tell when the other one, you know, maybe didn't have a good follow-up question, but the other one did, you know, like yeah. we were good at that. Right. And yeah, that's why, you know, the show is the way it is, which is we have a guest on, we interview them about their work, and we know we're going to kill it because the two of us are very good at that. That's not necessarily where we are today. And so, you know, I'm not going to say that these last few episodes have suffered, but they have been, harder to do than they would have been in the past.
Yeah. I, for me personally, I feel like it's mostly our guests who have suffered because I feel like we're more on the scrambling side and they've been very gracious, but I feel like, I don't know. I don't feel like we've been able to give it as much, I don't know, preparedness as I would prefer.
Well, yeah, for sure. And that's another part, too, is that sometimes Kelsey would have an off week. Sometimes I would as well.
Yeah.
And that's not just on the show. It was also in the preparation for the show.
Yeah.
And so, you know, in a situation where I have an off week in prep, there's no one else to lean on. And that actually... I think was the catalyst for this decision. We had a guest lined up and I had to cancel an hour before the show because I had been frankly just crunching all weekend on a work project and I just could not absorb the material in time. And, you know, I had to very sheepishly send this email to this guest canceling. I think that's really what was sort of the final straw where it's like, we can't just keep running on fumes. We have to make a show that makes sense.
That has been what it's felt like. Yeah. And yeah, I just want to take a breath and make sure that these pieces fit together. Like everything that we want to do for the foundation as a whole has the band, like we have the bandwidth to do it. And if we don't, then that's just how it's going to go. Not that I'm saying the podcast is one of those things, but just as a whole, I want things to kind of all work together. And I just feel like we've been scrambling a bit. And
well, I mean, we have been. Okay. Like it's been, you know, like I said at the top, it's kind of a big hit to the makeup of an organization where it's, you know, three full-time employees and, you know, you basically, you know, to lose one person, especially someone who was in a leadership and creative role. I mean, that changes a lot of things. I just want to re-stress too, Robin, that like, I believe we can come back with a show that makes sense. It might even be similar in structure. We just don't have the bandwidth right now to figure that out while also delivering episodes. So that's really what this is about. Like our hope and our plan is to come back with something that, you know, might even be an even better show. But yeah, we're just not there right now. I mean, this is kind of sounding like a downer, but for me, it's like, no, this is a time of like, no, I mean it, you know, like, you know, like we've been talking a lot about, you know, like, refreshing this entire organization and like we have all this exciting stuff that we're wanting to do that we can do, you know, like all of these pieces that we've put in place, all these things we've been building over the last I forget if it's 6 or 7 years, I believe 7 years since I founded this thing. Like a lot of this is really like every year it all just gels a little more, and like I actually feel closer than ever to like getting to a point where it's like, this makes sense. This is just what we do like forever. And you know, I think we're in a place where we're really putting that together. And you kind of alluded to this earlier, Robin, but it's like, we want a show that fits with, you know, the sort of core mission and structure of what it is that the Video Game History Foundation does. What it is that we do is something that, is a very rough draft for me right now, literally on paper. I haven't even typed it up yet. But, you know, it's something that I think everyone's going to be really into. And I think we'll be able to make a show that fits into that, that I can't imagine listeners of this existing Video Game History Hour won't also love.
Yeah, I do admit I'm kind of sounding like a downer, so I apologize.
You're sad. You're sad. It's okay. Yeah. Like, we can be sad.
And truthfully, you know, I'm worried. I mean, I've been pretty candid with you, Frank, offline, but I struggle with ADHD. And part of that for me is if I ever put a project down, good luck to ever get my brain to want to do that project again. So I do personally have some fear that I'll be like, not want to come like that. Not that I don't want to. I always want to do the things right. that I want to do. It's just like, I'm worried that I won't be able to get over the threshold to pick up the project again. So just an even more transparency, like for you guys, listeners, that like Frank was kind of like hearing me express that fear. And he said, okay, well, let's, you know, we're going to still be engaging on this topic every week. And like, so just to reassure,
it's on the calendar.
Exactly. Like,
it's every Monday.
We're still going to be talking about the show just as much. And yeah, it's not going to go by the wayside. So,
I mean, that's actually really good sort of behind the scenes insight and really good expression of how serious we are. We're not just blowing smoke. Like, we're still meeting once a week to discuss this show.
Exactly. Yeah.
Like, that is not like leaving the calendar. Like, we are building this show. We just need a break.
Yeah.
I don't want to sound defensive. I feel like we're getting defensive now. Like, damn it. Like, this is just what we got to do. And we're doing it. And I'm sure we will see you all soon.
And, well, I think for me, it's because I have this like worry that people are going to be sad. Because like, I think about, you know, the content that I consume. And when people take breaks, like, there are so many just kind of dead projects out there because people never come back. And that when you have people that really enjoy that content, it's a sad thing. And I just don't want to disappoint people.
Okay, here's what we're going to do. What is it? Podcast at gamehistory.org?
Oh my gosh, I think so. Yeah. Podcast
at. Everyone listening, send encouraging words to podcast@gamehistory.org. That goes directly to Robin. Let her know that you're looking forward to the new show that she is helping to build, and that you're glad that we're taking a break when we need to, and you're excited for what comes next.
You're always a good, what is it, ballast? Isn't that the part of the ship that like keeps you from tipping over?
Oh,
keeps
I think so.
Balanced.
Yeah.
You're such a good ballast.
I'm a good ballast.
But yeah. And I think when I talk about like, oh, you know, we want all of the pieces of the foundation to work together, it's true. Like, we want everything to synergize where the sum of our, what is it? The sum of our parts is greater than the whole, or the whole is greater than the sum of our parts.
The whole is greater than the sum of our parts. Opposite. Yeah.
That's been our dream for the foundation for a while. And we just want to be able to see the bigger picture and make sure that the way that things synergize create this like infinite energy engine, you know, just can't help but expand further and further outward.
I think you're catching on to the vision I was sort of outlining to you, just this constant compulsion loop of preservation.
Yeah.
We're a machine. So keep in touch, everyone. Like, we really are here. And we really, really are talking about this every week. I meant it. Podcast@gamehistory.org. Let us know you're out there. We will very, very likely see you soon.
Yeah. Right, thanks for listening. And thanks for being fans of the show. If you are, we really appreciate it.
All right. Thank you. See you soon, everyone.
Bye.